You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Strikes out Torres for the first out as he touches triple digits for the first time. His payoff pitch to Green is swung on and missed, and he turns it up to 100, makes it back-to-back K's to open this All-Star game. Out in 0-1, Judge grounds one up the middle. At second base, Scott Marte over to first to finish off a 1-2-3 first inning for Skeens.
That was fun, except it left me highly depressed. Pomp is off for the week. He's in Scotland, hitting out of bunkers and sending us videos of spectacular shots out of bunkers. Ron is not here. He retired a year and a half ago. Do you remember Ron Limits?
I do, and I remember his retirement. We were both here and both finally remembering it.
That was kind of you making your entrance. You know, I just wrote about some of the great comebacks I've witnessed, and one was Pat White, one of my all-time favorite college players. He was fighting with Adam Bednarik. Our little Adam Crowley would know this story. He may have even been there, or he may have been 4 years old. I don't remember. I was covering the Big East for ESPN at the time. Congratulations on all my success.
Truly.
Yes, Limits?
Yes.
And I was covering West Virginia, Louisville. I don't remember the year. What years were Pat White there? 2005, it might have been. He was fighting with Adam Bednarik, the nephew of the great Chuck Bednarik, made famous for his back-breaking tackle on Frank Gifford with the famous picture that you've probably seen if I showed it to you. Pat White took his star turn one day at Mountaineer Field against Louisville. West Virginia was down 24-7 in the fourth quarter. 24-7 in the fourth quarter. They win the game, I believe, 48-44 in triple overtime, and Pat White never looked back. He was spectacular. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Yes, I do, because you took your star turn on Ron's last show. I think that's when you won this job. You weren't full-time yet,
I recall. It took another 4 months or so.
Did you feel nervous that day with all the – I mean, we had some of the most famous people in Pittsburgh sports history lined – in any sports history – lined up for that show. Mean Joe Green, especially, followed by Joe Namath to end the show.
And we had difficulties. And we had difficulties trying to get both of them on.
And
was I nervous? I would be lying if I said I wasn't. Very nervous. I might have been sweating, Joe, that I was so nervous. Because I knew that if I screwed this up, that it would be not good, because it would be sad the way that Ron's career ends, saying, well, Ron, we tried to get some of these guys on to end the show, even though the week has been so awesome, we're not going to have the ultimate crescendo to this.
Right. It would have been hurtful, I think. But who cares? They don't ask how you won the game, only if you won it, Limits. And you won it, and you did the job. We've talked about this before. But Mean Joe Green, I mean, he's become Mellow Joe Green and Nice Joe Green. He called us from an airport in Texas.
It was in Vegas at the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'd flown from Texas to Vegas
right.
And called us at baggage claim. He said, I'm at baggage claim. That was at about 1:30, and you got him on the line. And then, of course, the famous story where people think it was rigged at the end, like I wanted to create drama.
Well, it sure wasn't.
We didn't think Joe Namath was calling, and he didn't call the prescribed number. He called the fan line. Somebody, one of his relatives, got a hold of him and said, they're trying to get you. Call this number. And they gave him the fan line. And City Limits, I think, won the lottery by recognizing the number.
It was the
recognizing
number, yeah.
Is something. Yes.
It was the number because I had only dialed it about 20 times prior to that.
Right.
So I started to remember it.
What an unbelievable move by you to recognize. You shouldn't have even been looking at the fan line at that point. You should have been like, obviously, forget about regular callers right now.
Yeah.
We're about to talk to Ron Cook's childhood hero from Beaver Falls, his hometown, to end his career, to cap his career. You had no business looking at the fan line's limits, and yet
no.
You did, and you got Joe Namath on the line.
No, I didn't, and I was just keeping my peripheral vision like on our call screener that we have here just to look, and we get a lot of calls on that regular line, and I could just tell Ron being so emotional, I kept calling. I was just like, oh, please,
yeah.
Please, because I could tell after the show ended, like, whew, it was a big sigh of relief for me and a big breath of fresh air. And I even went into Craig afterward and I said, thanks for having me produce that show, because I thought that maybe this is something that'll put me on the map. And luckily it did.
And luckily, or it was more than luck. You make your own luck in life,
you
Limits.
Can, yeah.
And I think you did. And I'm happy to have you. And I don't know why I got into that. Do
I don't
you?
Either, but I'm very happy to be with you as well.
I know I'm thinking, I guess because I was thinking about Ron today. Do you know why?
No, I really don't.
Wrong. Because I was on a walk this morning. I'm trying to walk before the show. And Ron used to do that every single morning. Now, he would walk for miles. He would actually go for long, like, you know, multiple mile walks in the mornings. He still does, as a matter of fact.
He must have passed on that baton to Donnie Football. Donnie does the same in the mornings.
Does he?
He does. He takes a lot of walks in the morning.
He is a young Ron Cook in many ways, isn't he? Donnie Football. Can you imagine if Donnie, with this bright, friendly, you know, quintessential Pittsburgh personality, turns into a bitter curmudgeon with a beard
late in his
50s? Is he going to turn into Ron?
No, I think that Donnie has more energy. He has more spark. He has more pizzazz.
Well,
than
so
Ron.
Did Ron when he was 29. How old is Donnie?
29.
I can't wait for Donnie's wedding. Should we heckle him?
Yes. At his own wedding?
Yes.
I think we need to bring a birthday cake and sing happy birthday at the wedding.
I think Donnie might be a little worried about my presence there. What, like, what is that guy going to do? Usually you worry about the drunks in your family or friends or, you know, what's this guy? Is he going to ruin my wedding? I think Donnie may be slightly concerned about my presence there.
If he's slightly concerned about you, how do you think he feels about Callis?
Oh, my God.
I mean,
good point.
I think the alarm bells are going off already.
Great point there. I'll concede that one. So in honor of Ron, and this was not designed either, we just got here. Let's crack open a six-pack, Limits, because there's a lot of things happening, and Ron's two favorite things in the world are walking and drinking. We took care of one. Let's take care of the other.
Especially if both are free.
Yes. And
very
walking,
important.
Both of those are free
they
for
are
Ron.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if he tracks, goes to his spots.
Tracks and beer. Let's start with the obvious, the All-Star game last night. And Paul Skeens. And can't they pitch two innings, first of all? If you earn the honor to pitch an All-Star game, why do you only pitch one inning? It would be because it's a participation thing? Do we hand out participation medals? We want to get nine pitchers in the game? What are we doing here? If you're good enough to be the starter and bestowed that honor, then pitch two innings, if not three. Do you agree?
I do. It used to be two. Like, for the longest time, up until a couple of years ago, it was always two innings. I found it funny because right after Skeens' 1-2-3 inning, Livy Dunn tweeted, one more inning, please, and they still didn't send him out for another inning, so I thought that was kind of ironic.
She was right.
Because at this point, that's all you get, but even as, especially before pre-pandemic All-Star games, you typically would see two innings, sometimes two and a third from the starter before they would ultimately
Man,
pull him.
I was just hoping he would strike out Judge and then
Me
he would
too.
Have had an epic inning. He struck out the first two hitters who are pretty good hitters. And then Judge, he got to weakly ground out. I think you can make an argument that Cruz was the biggest star of the home run derby And Skeens was one of a few. It wound up being Schwarber, probably. Alonso had a moment, a couple of other guys. But in terms of who people were talking about as the game went on, it was, my God, did you see that guy? 100 miles an hour just blowing people away. And they're probably not even aware, if they don't see Skeens on a regular basis, that he actually has a ridiculous arsenal of pitches and the mind of, you know, a 35-year-old pitcher, the way he works batters and uses his stuff. I think people already knew, but I think a lot of people, things got ratcheted up a little bit when watching Paul Skeens. And they probably also thought, wait a second, that graphic has to be wrong. He has a 2.01 ERA, all these other ridiculous numbers. He's first or second in every category that matters for a pitcher. He's throwing the ball past great hitters at over 100 miles an hour. But it says his record is 4-8. That's a mistake, right? How could Fox make a mistake right off the bat with the graphic there? So that's why limits. It left me, you know, a little bit depressed coming out of this. Because this kid is truly, truly a phenom in every sense of the word. We're not overdoing it by calling him one of the most talented, greatest young pitchers in the history of baseball. The Pirates have that guy. But all I can think about, and I know I'm not alone, is for how long, how many other teams want him, 29, and what are they going to get for him someday? How could they not have made more of an effort to build around him? You know what I mean? It's sort of what we've been talking about leading into the game. I found myself enjoying the Cruz night way more than the Skeens night because Skeens, you know, Cruz has a chance to be a really good player. He's not right now. He's a good player. Sometimes a bad player. Skeens is a historically great player with, you know, there might as well be an hourglass attached to his jersey. You know what I mean? Like sands through the hourglass.
These are the Aiyuks of our lives.
Yeah, the days of our Skeens. Yeah. It's just, I can't help it. It would be different. It was different last year. The Pirates were a game out last year. There was every opportunity to build with this guy. And I'm sick of talking about it. We talked about it a million times. And they come up with Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and Spencer Horwitz. That's how they went out and improved their team, or tried to. And it's just a reminder, a very stark reminder, no pun intended, of what we're dealing with here. It's a reminder of what the Pirates have so blatantly and hurtfully to their fan base failed to do. Isn't it? Was it that way for you? I enjoyed it, but the joy immediately turned to despair.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's obviously great to watch Skeens go out there and dominate, and it was one of those good luck type of moments for Skeens where he threw 14 pitches, 13 of them were all fastballs, 4 of them were 100 miles an hour.
I love that about him. He just comes out and fires. He's not trying to trick anybody in those settings. A lot of times, whether in a regular game when he's faced Ohtani and stuff like that, it's I'm coming at you because I respect you, respect me, you know?
Pretty much just my best against your best, who wins out? And of course, it's Skeens that ultimately does. But it just is embarrassing is kind of the word
for me. That's a better word, yeah.
Embarrassing is the word because you have such a great thing, but you don't know how to capitalize it on it or take advantage of it. And it's a sad reality that you can only change by your own efforts. And if you don't put in the effort, just like if you have like a lot of talent in like finance or in school, like if you're the really smart kid at school and you could tell like you could do everybody else's homework or you just dominate with stuff in the classroom, but yet you put no effort in and you don't study for the tests or you do nothing to be able to further make yourself from like an A to an A+. That's the Pirates where right now they're a C and they're not even trying to make themselves a B.
A C. They're a D- right now.
Yeah.
They're a D-. Should he ask for a trade? At some point in the next year, if this happens again next year, if they go out and sign, pick out any broken down 36-year-old who can't see, and then a utility man who can't really play anymore, and then an already injured first baseman with one arm this offseason, Should he ask to be traded next year?
I wouldn't blame him if that's the case. No, I would not.
I don't think in such an unusual situation. Crack another one for Ron, would you please?
I would love to.
It's such an unusual situation because I'd say 90% of the time, if not more, fans are going to side with the team in contract disputes or certainly in cases where a player wants to be traded. And maybe these days, when I think fans have more information and they're sort of keener to the business of sports, maybe these days you'll get more siding with the player. But this situation would be one of the unique ones I've ever seen. Because if Skeens tomorrow, if he came back here and said, you know what, and he never would, I'm aware of that. This is a theoretical exercise. Please, limits, let that be known. If he came back tomorrow and said, man, being around all those players and great players, so many of them on great teams, I don't want to be here anymore. This is the word you used. This is embarrassing. I want to be traded. I think if you then, immediately, when that story hit the wires, if you went out and took a poll of 500,000 Pirate fans around the world, I think close to 500,000 would be on his side. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes, I do. And it's just partly because he is so great and the team is just not trying to help him and benefit from it. And partly is that, like, sure, you feel like you kind of owe something to Paul Skeens just because of the work that he puts in and how talented he is and how much of an all-time great he's going to be. But you should just owe it to yourself, and you should be able to admit that and be willing to change something about it. So, no, I would agree with you that
you'd certainly be on his side.
I would be on Skeens'
side. At least 95%. Next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meanwhile, he was great in the game. Did he have a case as the night went on for MVP?
I thought so, but as the game got more and more to the side of offense, and it wasn't a 3-0 game anymore, yeah. It wasn't a 2-0 game anymore, yeah. That's the only chance that I think a pitcher has of winning this game anymore, especially a starting pitcher, is if it's like a 1-0 game and you just you blow the ball by everybody in the first inning, which is what he did.
Yeah.
But the more and more offense that's added on, of course, the bats are going to shine.
What did we think of the way the game was concluded? I think that it was fun and it was entertaining. And I don't like Rob Manfred, but I think he gets way more right than wrong. I really do. I don't like his style. I get angry when he talks a lot. But he's been great for the game of baseball. He made the most profound change that I've seen to baseball in my lifetime. Well, I guess I was one or something when the mound was lowered. But the timing of games really revolutionized it. It's become way more watchable in a low attention span world. I mean, he completely changed it. It's become way more enjoyable to watch a baseball game. I think he's got the All-Star game right. The whole All-Star weekend. Baseball has something that people love. It's home runs. The home run derby was way too long. I get that. But still, they're trying to accentuate their strength there. What they do well. People love homers. And then at the end of the All-Star game, when it's tied, instead of having that ridiculous Bud Selig moment from all those years ago when he's got his hands up in the air like, what do you want me to do? Let's just call it a tie. They were ready with a home run contest. And I got to tell you, Limits, it was the best part of the game other than watching Skeens pitch. Be honest, I kind of lost track of the game and turned away from it to watch Caitlin Clark for a while. But I came back and was thoroughly entertained. And that's all I care about. The kid for Milwaukee came into the game. He got hit up a little bit, but he was throwing 102. I was entertained. Manfred and baseball have the best All-Star situation, the day leading up to it and the game itself in all of sports. Do you agree there, Limits?
Undisputed, Joe. I don't think it's close. It's like the difference between rookie ball and the major leagues.
Yeah.
Because the Pro Bowl games are a joke to what the sport of football actually is.
I honestly don't even know what they do in hockey anymore. I don't know what they do in football anymore.
They didn't even have an NHL All-Star game last year.
They had the paid four nations for this. I don't know what they do at the... What do they do in the Pro Bowl?
They do skills competitions beforehand, and then it's a flag football game. I don't even know how many people play in the flag football game. All I know is that Minka had more interceptions in said flag football game than all of the last 2 years combined. So it must not be that great of a representation of actual football.
Next.
So, MLB All-Star Game is incredible, and it always should stay that way.
Yes.
Because it's actually, they're actually playing the sport the way that they always play.
Not necessarily, but it's as close of a facsimile. Like, nobody's going to slide hard, you know, into home you can't really have
Steven
a collision
Steven Kwan slid pretty well into second base trying to get that extra 90
feet. Yeah, you're
right
about that, Limits. Are you going to run into a fence and things like that? It definitely approximates the game.
Right, like there's no defense in the NBA All-Star game. Paul Skeens is still throwing 100. It's not like he's grooving it in there at like 80 miles an hour.
I know.
It's the game at its most authentic point with the best of the best. The MLB All-Star game is by far the best.
The best of the best until they got to the deciding point. What did we make of the fact that Ohtani, and I'm not sure about Judge, but Ohtani was gone?
Yeah.
They got on a plane and then left. So it can't be that. You're talking about authentic and competitive. It can't be that competitive if guys are on an airplane while Kyle Schwarber is hitting home runs. Aaron Judge apparently wasn't available at the end. That's the only thing that would have made it better,
right,
is to have those guys participate. Your opinion on Ohtani leaving? I don't like it, honestly.
I don't like it at all. Now, it was a 6-0 game, so I wonder, is that why they're just getting out of there? Because somebody reported they're actually on a plane right now flying back. That's why they're not at the All-Star game, like multiple different players, like the starters.
I know, not just Ohtani, but obviously since he's the greatest player in the world, him and Judge not being in that home run contest. I mean, come on. You guys are asked to be here for one night. You're chosen as All-Stars. We're at least pretending to have a competitive venture here. Don't leave before the end of the game.
Yeah, stay for like, I don't know, another hour. Will that really hurt you to stay for another hour?
Aren't they
of the
on
game?
Private planes anyway?
Yes.
Are they flying commercial?
No, they're most of them
their
on
private
planes.
I'm pretty sure about that,
right?
Can leave whenever they want.
So the National League, I think, was fortunate because Alonso and Schwarber were in the game late because they weren't starters.
Right.
Like Kyle Stowers was ultimately chosen, and he had no idea.
I don't even know who he is. Next.
He's from the Marlins.
But I know.
The AL, who they sent out there to represent them, that was a joke.
Who's the Marlins' all-time leading home run hitter?
It's not Miguel Cabrera.
Wrong. I actually don't know. Can we look it up? Next.
Sure.
I have a spiritual golf animal.
Oh, it's probably Stanton.
Limits. Probably. Did you know that? That I have a spiritual golf animal out there? His name is Wyndham Clark.
It is Stanton. 267.
Good. And he smashed in a locker at Oakmont. And he's in trouble. Of course, he also missed the cut, which is why he smashed in the locker. He has a temper. So do I on the golf course. I was golfing with my stepson, Michael, in Cape May last week, probably today, right about now, I was golfing in Cape May. And we got paired with one other guy, a very nice man from New Jersey. And Michael told me later that the guy went up to Michael privately and said, is Joe going to hurt himself today? So that was an issue as I kept getting angrier and angrier as my horrible round developed. This dude, it's kind of a different story when you're at Oakmont in the U.S. Open. But Oakmont has taken action. They've banned Wyndham Clark. In a letter sent to members this week, Oakmont Country Club president John Lynch said the club has banned this man after discussions with the board and the U.S. Golf Association, USGA. According to Lynch's letter, the ban could be lifted if Clark pays for damages, makes a, quote, meaningful contribution to a charity selected by Oakmont Country Club's board, and undergoes counseling and or anger management therapy. Should he do all these things? Is this a just punishment, oh limitless wonder? And what should happen to me at some of these clubs? I haven't done anything like that, though.
You haven't broken anything? Nothing's been damaged?
Other than my own clubs.
Other than your own soul?
Nobody else's. Yeah, my soul and my clubs. Nobody's property. I think this is legitimate.
I do, too. He needs to do something because it's just, you're talking about one of the clubs that are the most historic in the country. And you can't just go and damage Oakmont and expect there not to be any punishments for it. And Wyndham Clark is also kind of a repeat offender, right? Like, he's had other issues at other places. So I have no problem with this from Oakmont. If he does the necessary things to get back, I'm okay with it. But
yeah.
Joe.
Wes, what happened? Breaking news?
We have a bell ringer.
What do we got?
Robert Murray of FanSided. The Pittsburgh Pirates are trading Adam Frazier to the Kansas City Royals.
Cancel the parade.
Cam Devaney is going to the Pirates. Have you ever heard of him?
No. Tell me about Cam Devaney. Is he a 29-year-old quasi-prospect who spent 6.5 season in the minor leagues with a good OPS but will never make it in the majors? Or is he a lottery ticket 11-year-old who they're going to have to wait 10 years to see if he's any good? Please tell me.
Well, Joe, Cam Devaney is a 28-year-old shortstop.
Bingo.
Who in the minors has 18 home runs, 55 RBIs, and is hitting .272. But again, that is in the minor leagues.
At 28 years old.
Cam Devaney in the major leagues.
Yeah, let me guess, because I don't have it in front of me, and I've never heard of Cam Devaney. Is he related to former Nebraska football coach Bob Devaney?
Possibly.
Was he even a Nebraska football coach?
I don't know.
I'm going to say he's played parts of four seasons and has a career 201 average.
He has not made his major league debut.
Well, we can't wait for that, can we?
That'll be a big day there.
Crack another one in honor of Adam Frazier.
Please.
Yeah. The day they signed Adam Frazier, I think I was playing golf somewhere, maybe indoors. And my first reaction was, yeah, right. You're joking. The guy at the range told me, and I said, yeah, that's laughable. Adam Frazier, are you kidding me? But it was true, wasn't it, Limits?
Oh, yeah, it's true. And now he's gone.
And Adam Frazier is an okay player, you know? Is 654 OPS, no power, no speed. Well, he's got some speed. He's an okay fielder, sitting .255. I guess he gives you a quasi-professional at-bat, unless you're asking him to lay down a sacrifice bunt, which he failed on multiple occasions to do this season. He's about the last thing they needed, which was another utility man. As I've said many times, the Pirates have more utility men than Duquesne Light. Every single guy on their roster plays eight positions, just none of them well. What are they doing? Go out and get a guy who's already good, who's in his prime, and can play baseball at one position. So Adam Frazier seems like a decent guy. He was really good for a couple years early in his Pirate career. Remember David Fries predicted him to win a batting title?
He did, yeah.
And now he's an aging journeyman who is another blight on Ben Cherington's resume. That's what it is. Him and Tommy Pham together, and they can't trade him soon enough. Don't care that he's hitting. It's silly season. Nothing matters. Nothing should be taken seriously from this point to the rest of the year as far as being indicative of anybody's future performance. Like if Jack Sawinski hits 17 home runs between now and the end of the year, it won't matter. Go out and get good players, will you? Not Adam Frazier. Adam Frazier is a piece. He's a piece for a team that already has a really good lineup and needs somewhat of a utility man who can give you, a quasi-professional at-bat. It couldn't be that professional if you're hitting .250 with a .654 OPS. He's about the last thing this team needed.
He's the 25th or a 26th man on the roster at this point. He's not the player that he was when he first came up with the Pirates. And I mean, you basically just throw him away for a lottery ticket and not much of a
expectation there. That guy's not a lottery ticket. He's a used lottery ticket. He's 28.
It's a $1 lottery ticket.
Yeah, what are you going to get?
A quick little scratch-off.
Minor league depth. Next. Have you ever won a lottery, even a scratch-off limits? I know you haven't won the jackpot, but
no, maybe like I've won a couple like $2 or like $10. I think was the
most. $2. Yeah. Did you get less than what you paid for the ticket?
I
won the lottery once. I got a nickel.
I've never bought a lottery ticket, but my grandmother likes to buy them for us for like Christmas or a birthday or something like that. Like she'll buy us a lottery ticket and something else. And if I ever win anything, it's only like a couple of dollars.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That feels profoundly sad for some reason.
I know, because I feel like she spends more on the lottery tickets than we actually win.
I know.
That's how they get you, Joe.
All right, next up. I'm sorry we're not going to spend too much time on Adam Frazier. Did you want to say anything else? Because I sure don't.
No. See you, Adam. He was a very good hitter at one point, but not anymore. I'm just laughing at this Bob Nightingale tweet. Shohei Ohtani was long gone and not under consideration for the Derby. He was long gone.
It's ridiculous. Juwan Jennings, I should say, is a topic right now in the NFL. Teams interested in trading for him. Says he wants out. It's unimaginable to me that the 49ers won't work something out with this guy. Is Ayuk going to be ready for the season? And if he's not, their receiver room becomes Ricky Pearsall, DeMarcus Robinson, Jordan Watkins, somebody named Tariq Owens, who is a far cry from Terrell Owens. They can't afford to not sign him, if you know what I mean. I think he's making some noise right now. If he's available, my God, I'd make a really good offer and go get him.
I would, too. He's a good receiver.
He's a legit number two, and I love his style. He crushes people. He plays hard. He's talented. He's starting to put up numbers now that there's been more room for him. But it's unimaginable to me that they're going to leave their receiver room like that.
Yeah, and that's kind of why, from a San Francisco perspective, I don't really know if they're going to be actually a good team this year or not. They've lost so many pieces, but that's here nor there. Juwan Jennings would make sense. Remember how great of a run he had in the playoffs for San Francisco a couple years back? He was like their best receiver on a team that had Deebo Samuel, Ayuk, who still, we'll see how he comes off the injury, and George Kittle. So him paired with Metcalf, what would you give up, a third? Do you think that would get it done, a third-round pick for Juwan Jennings? We're not talking significant cap. We're not talking a first in any regard. Maybe not even a second.
Well, for assuming you're going to sign him, and he's not going to go anywhere unless that assurance is made, obviously, right?
Yep.
He just signed an extension, by the way, I think last year. Now he has 1 year left on his deal. I'd give up a second for him. I think he's a guy who's ready to blossom.
I don't think you need to. You gave up a second for Metcalf. For who's a more productive receiver and a younger receiver than Juwan Jennings is. So, especially with what the money's going to command, you paid Metcalf a significant amount of money. At just 28, don't you think the Jennings should just be, I don't know, you pay him $10 million
a year? Yeah, right, probably a third.
And only a third. I would do it.
Yeah, probably a third.
Maybe you throw in a
I just
six.
Think he's still a guy, even though, and I didn't realize, by the way, he is a low-key 28. How did that happen, Limits?
We've gotten older, Joe. The days get faster, I feel like, the older we get.
But he's only been in the league for 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that extension was after his rookie deal, because he was a seventh-round pick in 2020.
I know, but some guys blossom late.
And he's one of them.
And last year, when he got a real opportunity, he had 77 catches for almost 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. And I feel like he's ready to bloom in a big way. Anyway. Coming up next, let's continue our 6-pack that's turned into an 8-pack, maybe even a 12-pack Limits. There's some other stories brewing. One is Shady McCoy is very angry. I'll tell you why. And also, this was my favorite story of the day, is the Bengals' first round pick may go back to college, which is tremendous. He may be on the Carl Krauser plan. We may find this guy still in college in 2034. Also, Arch Manning had some things to say. Is he the guy that the Steelers will target next year?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.